I was thinking that I want to try out something maybe a little bit different as we are working our way in. So, one thing that can be very nice when we are working with is the more we are working with layers that we might not be super enthusiastic about owning. And I think we crossed that boundary, right? For most of us here, that we are starting to work with some layers where we say, oh, well, I know I have it, but I don't see it as my finest quality. It can be quite interesting to the way the metaphor I use is like give the part the microphone and let it speak. I like this because sometimes when we have a part, maybe we have a part that's very hateful, right? Like last time we saw that sometimes hate comes out. We just hate certain things. And by hate we mean this cold, calculating, plotting the destruction or downfall of something. And we see, well, actually, I do that. And then we can sit with our rational mind where we are comfortable and make a lot of theories about where this hate comes from, what it is trying to achieve, these kind of things. Can you relate to this? It's kind of comfortable, this way of analyzing a personality part. Sometimes, if we feel it in the body and then just wait, kind of send an invitation and say, well, do you want to tell your story? Sometimes we get very surprising answers. Sometimes we get nothing, and that's fine. Sometimes we have to wait a bit, but sometimes we get very surprising answers. And this is often very beautiful because it gives us much deeper insight than what we can reach with our analysis. Our analysis can become very good, but it's a little bit like, think about in science. In science, you use a lot of analysis, right? But you also got empirical data. And sometimes when we give the microphone to the part, it's like doing an interview and we get some more empirical data. Then we can sort of like try to understand it with our rational mind, but we actually need that to be spoken. There are many ways of doing this, and some of you have probably, how many have worked in this way before, sort of allowed personal, yes, right? So it's not, there are many ways of doing it. Tonight, I'll invite you to use whichever method you're comfortable with. If you want to, and I'll introduce a particular method. One particular method that is very, very simple, that I think is very useful and nice because it is so simple, is when we notice that we produce a thought, an emotion, or a behavior, or sometimes even a somatic experience that we see as problematic. Like maybe we feel a lot of hate and a wish to destroy something. Then we can take the thing that we don't like, and then we can complete the sentence. If I didn't do, and we say the thing, right? If I didn't feel all this hate, the risk is that dot dot dot, and you just complete it. If I didn't feel this hate, the risk is I would be overrun. If I didn't feel this hate, the risk is that I would lose myself. If I didn't feel this hate, the risk is I would feel powerless. Does it make sense? And if you just, without thinking too much, complete the sentence like 10 times or so, chances are you're gonna run out of the predefined answers that you already knew, and new and interesting answers will come up. So this sometimes also, if you set out to complete the sentence, you will say, if I don't feel the hate, the risk is that, and boom, an image comes up. So the completion of the sentence is not words, the completion of the sentence is an inner image. So it's nice to listen on multiple channels because sometimes these parts will speak to us, not in words. Does that make sense? Good. So, and I'll return to it. I just wanted to introduce it now so that you've heard this approach, and then I don't have to sort of pause in the middle when I introduce the exercises. Now I can just refer back to it. Good.